USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A warning ahead of Hurricane Ida. The National Hurricane Center calls Ida an extremely dangerous major hurricane. Those along the northern Gulf Coast being told to rush to complete preparations today to protect life and property. Landfall expected Sunday. A hurricane warning in effect for parts of Louisiana, including Metro New Orleans. The U.S. taking out an ISIS-K planner in an unmanned airstrike Friday in Afghanistan. This following Thursday's suicide attack at the Kabul airport. Retired Navy SEAL Commander Dave Sears tells CBS News that attack should change our withdrawal plans.
You can show the Taliban, we're not leaving. You broke this agreement. So until every single U.S. citizen is out, we're not leaving. Now, you make that the mission, and that's the mission, is we're getting everybody out, and then we leave. And we're reconstituting our equipment, we're destroying our equipment on the way out, and then we leave.
He also advises retaking the Bagram Air Base to help in evacuation efforts. This is USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.